utmost for his highest. September the 12th. By spiritual confusion. Jesus said, "Ye know not what ye ask." Matthew 20, verse 22. There are times in spiritual life when there is confusion, and it is no way out to say there ought not to be confusion. It is not a question of right or wrong, but a question of God taking you by a way which in the meantime you do not understand, and it is only going through the confusion that you will get at what God wants. We read of the shrouding of his friendship in Luke 11, 5-8. Jesus gave the illustration of the man who looked as if he didn't care for his friends, and he said, "That is how the Heavenly Father will appear to you at times. You will think he is an unkind friend, but remember, he is not. The time will come when everything will be explained. Oh, there is a cloud on the friendship of the heart, and often even love itself has to wait in pain and tears for the blessing of fuller communion. When God looks completely shrouded, will you hang on in confidence in him? Then there's the shadow of fatherhood, Luke 11:11-13. Jesus says there are times when your father will appear as if he were an unnatural father, as if he were callous and indifferent. But remember, he is not. I have told you, everyone that asketh receiveth. If there is a shadow on the face of the Father just now, hang on to it, that he will ultimately give his clear revealing and justify himself in all that he permitted. And there is the strangeness of his faithfulness. Luke 18:1-8. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Will he find the faith which banks on him, in spite of the confusion? Stand off in faith, believing that what Jesus said is true, though in the meantime you do not understand what God is doing. He has bigger things at stake than the particular things that you ask.